Simon & Schuster Audio presents Lucky Man, a memoir. Written and read by Michael J. Fox.
A wake-up call. Gainesville, Florida, November 1990. I woke up to find the message in my left hand. It had me trembling. It wasn't a fax, telegram, memo, or the usual sort of missive bringing disturbing news. In fact, my hand held nothing at all. The trembling was the message. I was feeling a little disoriented. I'd only been shooting the movie in Florida for a week or so, and the massive pink-lacquered four-poster bed surrounded by the pastel hues of the University Center Hotel's presidential suite still came as a bit of a shock each morning. Oh yeah, and I had a ferocious hangover. That was less shocking. It was a Tuesday morning, so while I couldn't recall the exact details of the previous night's debauchery, it was a pretty safe bet that it had something to do with Monday Night Football. In those first few seconds of consciousness, I didn't know what time it was, but I could be fairly certain that I hadn't overslept. If I was needed on the set, there would have been a phone call from my assistant, Bridget. If I had to leave the hotel at 10 a.m., let's say, she would have called at 9:30, again at 9:40, then finally at 9:50, she would have taken the elevator from her floor up to mine, let herself into my room, propelled me into the shower, and slipped into the kitchen to brew a pot of coffee. None of that having transpired, I knew I had at least a few minutes. Even with the lights off,